you can get out and have fun like in a movie.
Yeah. How'd you get your name, George?
That's what my daddy was named, that's all I know. I guess the name went out to old President George.
Yes. So you were named...
Huh?
You were named...
After my daddy. His name was George. I was George Jr. Lord, he was there. But it's always been a interesting, very interesting to me to listen to the Negro philosophy. I love to sit around like a couple of old niggas to sit around and just listen to them talk and listen to the things they would say. And sometimes I wonder whether they wasn't happy, whether they could get more out of life than educated people get. I believe that we know too much sometimes for our own good. We don't know, we're busy with big things and forgetting the things that produces happiness and peace of mind and that kind of stuff. We're too busy for some reason. But these old niggas never get too busy for that. They know how to laugh and they... To give you an idea, I had a nigger working for me. He was living right above road there, and I used to pick him up once a week and take him down to the camp. And he worked for me. His name was John, and he was a devout Baptist. He was a kind of halfway Baptist preacher.
Yes, sir.
And one week, you had to go through Parkman, and that's where my bank was. It was approaching the end of the week, which was payday, and when I was coming through Parkman, going on down to White Castle, next place, where I had my camp, I stopped in Parkman and got money to pay off that week. Because it was a problem getting around. My camps was all back in the woods, and it wasn't so easy to get in and out. But anyway, I had an old cook that cooked for me years. He worked for my daddy on the sugar plantation for years, and he worked for me as long as he was able to work. And he was a good old cook and an honest old nigga, and I loved him. He was just mourning the loss of old Pete right now. Pete's been dead now for about 10, 12 years. But I gave him this money. I said, "Here, Pete," it was only about Thursday, I think. I said, "Here, Pete, here's some money." I said, "That's money to pay off with. You take care of it till Thursday." That's what I always did. If I had anything valuable, I'd give it to Pete, and he'd keep it from me. So he said, "I'll give it to him." He said, He wouldn't take it unless I counted it and showed him what was there. That's the way he was. He was just that honest. So I unwrapped the thing and counted it out, and I had $100 more than I had knew that I had given him a check for. And so then I had to get in my car and go back out to the front to the nearest telephone and call up the citizens back and tell them to check out $100 short. They were charging me because they made a mistake and gave me $100 too much. Well, anyhow, before Saturday came, this old John Simon, he said, "Mr. George, sir, I want to ask you something." He said, "Pete, tell me they gave you $100 too much at the bank." And I said, "Yeah," I said, "anybody can make a mistake."